started because I wanted to meet with my congressman.
Good luck.
I wanted to talk to him about health care and jobs and education. I wanted to tell him that I needed him to fight for me and for my family and for my neighbors. But he wouldn't meet with us. He wouldn't talk to us. He wouldn't even listen to us. That's why I'm running for Congress. I'm running for Congress because we need a representative who will show up, who will listen, and who will stand up for the people of this district. We do not need a man who votes with Donald Trump 91% of the time. We do not need a man who puts at risk people with pre-existing conditions. We do not need a man who sits silent for weeks while families are torn apart at the border. It is time to bring our politics and government back to the hands of the people where it belongs. It's time to replace John Katko with a woman. With a woman who will stand up for the people of this district. A woman who will not be bought. A woman who will stand up to the bullies, whether they are on our streets, in our Congress, or in the Oval Office. We have to restore our democratic institutions and American values. We are a country that believes in freedom, in equality, and in opportunity. It is past time for us to make those ideals a reality for all of us. So let's work for good jobs. Everyone who wants to work hard should be able to support their family. John Katko voted for a tax bill that helps multinational corporations ship our jobs overseas. Let's replace him with a representative who's committed to growing jobs right here at home so every family can build a better future. Let's work for excellent schools. We need to invest in high-quality education for every single one of our children. Starting with universal pre-K and going all the way through debt-free vocational and technical education and college. John Katko says nothing when Betsy DeVos funnels precious resources away from our public schools. He says nothing when she rolls back civil rights protections for students with disabilities, students of color, transgender students, and student victims of sexual assault. Let's replace him with a representative who will always stand up and fight for our students. Yes. Let's work to end the scourge of gun violence in our communities. Yes. Every parent should be able to send their children to school, should be able to let their children go outside and play, and never worry about whether or not they will come home safe at the end of the day. John Kabko doesn't just take thousands of dollars from the NRA. He co-sponsored the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. He sponsored the bill that lets anyone bring a concealed weapon into our communities without being subject to the laws that we've passed as New Yorkers. We need to replace him with a representative who will always put the safety of our children and our communities first. Let's work to ensure that every person in this country can see a doctor when they need to. Yes. No one should have to choose between buying food and buying medicine. John Kabko promised us he wouldn't get rid of the ACA without a good replacement. He lied to us. He voted for the tax bill that sabotaged the ACA. As a result, premiums are skyrocketing. Here in central New York, as much as 36%. And then there's pre-existing conditions. If you have a pre-existing condition, raise your hand. If you've had cancer or high blood pressure or asthma, if you're pregnant, because of John Kabko's vote, your coverage is at risk. Because of John Kabko, you could be turned down for health insurance. You and more than 296,000 other adults in our district. Let's replace him with a representative who will never stop fighting until every person in this country has health insurance and health care. Woo!